WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The creators of the animated TV series South Park have a new series premiering tonight on Comedy Central. It's a live-action sitcom about life in the White House and stars Timothy Bottoms as President George W. Bush. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
I better start out by explaining where I stand on South Park. That's the Comedy Central series, and recently the movie, about a bunch of grade school students. It's crudely drawn, and it's crude, period. Lots of insults, bizarre situations, bleeped obscenities, and outrageous characters. Usually, I'm not big on raw crude. WWF SmackDown on UPN strikes me as a colossal waste of time. Son of the Beach, the FX cable network's Baywatch parody produced by Howard Stern, is too dumb to watch, even though if a program ever existed to be ridiculed, it's Baywatch. But South Park I like. There are ideas behind the misbehavior, and creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone attack pop culture like a cartoon Mad Magazine run amok. Somehow, they find ways to pick on everyone from Brian Boitano to Saddam Hussein and make it work. Plus, their show features the funniest musical interludes this side of The Simpsons. So I came to the new Parker and Stone series with high expectations. The time definitely is right for political satire in a weekly series. Saturday Night Live, after all, did its best work in years lampooning Bush and Al Gore during the never-ending presidential campaign last fall. And when Timothy Bottoms was cast as George W. Bush, it sounded like a sure thing. A generation ago, Bottoms starred as the earnest young Texas hero of The Last Picture Show. Now, as a middle-aged man, he not only has the accent down, he looks uncannily like the real George W. Bush. In addition to Bottoms as the president, this new sitcom stars Carrie Quinn Dolan as the First Lady, Kurt Fuller as Karl Rove, and Marsha Wallace from The Bob Newhart Show as a sassy housekeeper. It also features Kristen Miller as a beautiful but dumb secretary, and John DeCino as a goofy White House neighbor. All standard sitcom staples. The problem, though, is that Parker and Stone are much more interested in making fun of sitcoms than of politics. Their series, which launches tonight on Comedy Central, is called That's My Bush, and it's full of standard jokes and rejoinders and risque remarks. And while I initially thought the studio audience was playing along and acting like one of those rude crowds from Married with Children, it turns out there is no audience. Just Parker and Stone fiddling with the soundtrack in post-production and adding loud laughter after every joke and even rude sounds whenever the secretary says anything or walks anywhere. To say that this gets old fast is an understatement.
My fellow Americans, this week I plan to unite our country and bring both sides of the abortion issue together in a historic summit. Abortion is a very serious, very personal issue. And let me assure all of you that tonight you promised to have dinner with Laura. I mean, let me assure all of you that I'll do my best. Good night.
Laura, you have to stop putting reminder messages to me in the teleprompter.
I just don't want you to forget our dinner plans, and you don't have time to talk to me.
I'm talking to you now.
All right, fine. I was
Mr.
thinking...
Mr. President, I was reviewing your schedule on my Palm Pilot and realized you only have 10 minutes to save the Earth from the Xinthians.
That's not a Palm Pilot, Princess. That's a Game Boy.
Wait, then what's this?
That's a cheeseburger. Come on, Princess. Let's have another review session.
In theory, I still like the idea for That's My Bush. I like that plots involve federal executions and abortion debate summits instead of forgotten anniversaries and poorly cooked dinners. And when Fuller's Rove, in next week's show, launches a diatribe against improv comedy, I liked that too. Unfortunately, it was the only time I laughed during the two episodes I previewed. Making fun of sitcoms is one thing, but if you're going to do it, you ought to at least make sure you're funnier than the comedies you're ridiculing.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.